Come, Holy Spirit, would you take these words to speak to us through them, I ask, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Please be seated. A pastor and pilot, Bob Fox, tells the story of two F-15 jet fighters that were escorting a C-130 Hercules transport plane. And as they were flying around, they were talking to each other over the radio, and the fighter pilots were extolling the virtues of the jets, how they had great maneuverability and weaponry and speed, and they were kind of also putting down the C-130 because it couldn't do very much. And so finally the C-130 pilot had had enough, and he said, "You know, I don't know if you realize it or not, but I can do a few things in this old girl that y'all can never think of. You can't even dream about." And the fighter pilot said, "Oh yeah, well, you're on, show us." And the C-130 pilot said, "Okay, just watch." So they watched as the C-130 just kept flying along straight and level. And this happened for about 4 or 5 minutes, and finally the pilot of the C-130 came back on the radio and said, "There, how was that?" And the fighter pilots kind of said, "How was what? What did you do?" And the C-130 pilot said, "Well, I got up and I went back to the back and I made myself a cup of coffee and then I came back." See, the fighter pilots, they couldn't get up out of the seats. You get that? If you have to explain it, it doesn't make any sense. Well, certainly many of us don't really recognize what God has done in the Easter story. We've got high-tech toys and great graphics and things that generations before us couldn't even imagine. And yet, here comes this 2,000-year-old Easter story, and it feels like a great old C-130 Hercules. It's kind of old, and what can it do? Fox said this, "We search the Internet. We think we've got Christianity nailed down. I mean, look at the colossal failures of Christians through the centuries, and they are numerous. But one thing through the centuries, and even with modern high-tech sophistication and our evolved sensibilities, no one can explain it away is this, the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. The resurrection of Christ comes to us, sneaking into our consciousness, and somehow we hear a voice in that Easter story, 'There, how was that?'" What do you think of when you think of Easter? Many times people think of the blessed Easter bunny, or Easter eggs, or maybe that commercial where the Easter bunny is laying eggs, or perhaps you might think of, it's the Eagle Beagle, Charlie Brown, Easter Beagle, Charlie Brown, or maybe some people might think it's just kind of the transition into springtime. But really the significance of Easter is so much more than that. Easter is about the most important event in human history. And that is the resurrection, Jesus Christ rising from the dead. Some people treat the resurrection as if it's just kind of a church thing. Other people kind of think that it's a fairy tale, something that was kind of made up decades or maybe centuries after Christ walked the earth. Still others kind of think of it simply as something you could just take or leave. It really doesn't mean all that much. It doesn't matter what you believe. If the resurrection did not actually happen, if it is not a real event, then it doesn't matter what option you choose. It does not matter what you believe, and it doesn't matter who Jesus was. If the resurrection did not happen, then Jesus was nothing more than a mere man who had some interesting things to say, and you can pick and choose what you believe. You could quote him in books, or you could study him as a historical figure, but he certainly would not be someone that you would put your faith and trust in. But what if the resurrection really happened? What would that prove about Jesus? How would it affect the way you view him or that you treat him today? What difference would it make in your life? Believing the resurrection may seem for some to be a kind of a giant leap, but why should a person believe that there is an actual event that happened in space-time history? Is it something that you just choose to believe in or not believe in? Or is there evidence to back it up? Christianity, out of all the faiths in the world, should be the easiest to disprove. Because the resurrection is central to the faith. If you disprove the resurrection, if you say that it's not possible or that it didn't happen, if you can prove that, then you put an end to Christianity. In 2007, the late Christopher Hitchens wrote a best-selling book entitled God Is Not Great, How Religion Poisons Everything. In that book, Hitchens, a world-famous atheist, tried to disprove the existence of God. During his book tour, Hitchens was asked if he made a distinction between Christians who believed in the resurrection and those who didn't believe in the resurrection. He responded, quote, I would say that if you don't believe that Jesus of Nazareth was the Christ and Messiah, and that he rose again from the dead, and by his sacrifice our sins are forgiven, you're really not in any meaningful sense a Christian, end quote. Hitchens, who succumbed to esophageal cancer in 2011, may have opposed the Christian faith, but he was right in his recognition that the resurrection is central to Christianity. Christianity is based upon the historical Jesus, his life, death, and most importantly, his resurrection. Without the resurrection, nothing else really matters in relationship to Christianity. So why should you believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ? I'm going to give you some bullet points that are going to be further elaborated on, if you will, in a booklet that I'm going to give you when you leave today. But those bullet points will give you some things to think about related to the evidence for the resurrection of Christ. First of all, there were early witnesses to the accounts of the resurrection of Christ. In fact, we're told that there are over 500 people that saw Jesus alive from the time of his resurrection till the time of his ascension. The second point is that the disciples were willing to die for their claims. Many of them did die for their claims. People will willingly die for their faith if they believe that it's true. But people will not willingly die for their faith if they know it's false. Nobody knowingly dies for a lie. The disciples knew Jesus was alive. They ate with him. They drank with him. They touched him. They walked with him. They knew he was alive during that 40-day period. The third point is the empty tomb could not be explained away. There have been many attempts to try to explain why the tomb was empty, but most of those explanations are not based on any evidence, nor are they based in really any sensibility. Because the Jews and the Romans, all they had to do to disprove the resurrection was to present the body of Jesus. And they never did. The fourth point is that Jesus is still changing lives today. There's a journalist who is a former legal editor of the Chicago Times, and he wrote in his book, The Case for Christ, these words. As someone educated in journalism and law, I was trained to respond to the facts, wherever they may lead me. For me, the data demonstrated convincingly that Jesus is the Son of God who died as my substitute to pay the penalty that I deserve for the wrongdoing I had committed. So on November 8, 1981, I talked to God in a heartfelt and unedited prayer, admitting and turning from my wrongdoing and receiving the gift of forgiveness and eternal life through Jesus Christ. I told him that with his help, I wanted to follow him and his ways from here on out. There were no lightning bolts, no audible replies, no tingly sensations. I know that some people feel a rush of emotions at such a moment. As for me, however, there was something else that was equally exhilarating. There was the rush of reason. The evidence convinced Lee Strobel that Jesus Christ was alive and his life was changed forever. My life was changed back in 1971 when I turned my life over to Christ and I was filled with the Holy Spirit. It was a life-changing experience and my life was never the same after that, thanks be to God. Jesus predicted that he would raise himself from the dead, a feat that no other human being or no other religious leader in all of human history has ever accomplished. Jesus knew that his entire ministry was at stake. If Jesus was wrong about his resurrection, what else of what he said could he be wrong about? If Jesus could not keep his promise to rise from the dead, then how can I believe that he will give me eternal life, that I will rise from the dead when I die? Jesus also validated his claim to be God by his resurrection. I wonder if the resurrection of Jesus Christ has really impacted your life. I heard the story of a family who tragically lost 3 of their 4 children within 2 weeks to a deadly virulent disease. One child was left. He was a 4-year-old boy. The family had buried their 3rd child just 2 weeks before Easter. On Easter morning, the parents and the remaining child went to church. The mother taught her Sunday school class about the resurrection of Jesus, and the father read the Easter story as he led the opening Sunday school devotion. People who knew about their great loss wondered how they could do it. One family of the church, in the car on their way home from church, were there when their 16-year-old son asked his father, "Dad, that couple must believe everything about the Easter story, don't they?" "Of course they believe it," his father said. "All Christians do." The young man then said, "But not like they do. But not like they do." You see, the resurrection impacted that family so much that it gave them the strength to overcome great tragedy in their life. And the resurrection can do that for us as well. As we put our trust in Jesus Christ, we can receive the power and the strength and the hope to go on through the difficulties of life, through the tragedies of life, through the struggles of life. Because we not only have hope in this life, but we have hope for the life to come. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you that you have shown us that you are alive, that you are real, through these various evidences and testimonies about your resurrection. Lord, help us to experience the fullness of your resurrection power so that our lives may be changed as we go throughout these coming weeks and months. Give us the ability to live for you by the power of your Holy Spirit. I pray especially for anyone here who might, just for the first time, have realized the reality that you are alive. Would you give them the grace to come into a relationship with you and to experience the eternal life that you promised? I ask this in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen.